SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. Correspondent Bernie Bennett explains.
The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Donald Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning five additional seats. Democratic lawmakers in California have countered with the redistricting plan, giving Democrats a chance at winning five more seats there. The California plan still needs voter approval. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump is bypassing Congress and blocking billions of dollars in foreign aid already approved by lawmakers.
The president is using what's known as a pocket rescission. When a president submits a request to Congress to not spend approved funds toward the end of the fiscal year, he has told the House Speaker that he won't be spending nearly $5 billion in approved foreign aid. The president is essentially cutting the budget without going through the legislative branch. This rarely used procedure was last used by President Carter in 1977. Greg Clugston, the White House.
As the Trump administration boosts domestic energy production, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says pipelines are the safest way to transport energy.
Why are we playing along with the hysteria of these NGOs, these environmental groups, trying to shut down all these pipeline projects? And instead, you end up with, you know, truck traffic that ends up being less environmentally friendly.
Zeldin was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. It's Labor Day weekend, which celebrates the American worker, with the holiday honored on the first Monday of September this weekend, and also the unofficial end of summer. This is SRN News. A warning about digital devices in the classroom. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Parents Television and Media Council, and it takes aim at efforts by education leaders to increase the use of laptops, tablets, and AI by students. PTMC spokesman Melissa Henson says, quote, "These tools have led to increased distraction, declining core skills, and rampant exposure to harmful content, even on school-issued devices." Common Sense Media reports that over 40% of teens who viewed pornography at school saw it on a school computer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The manager of a leisure park in southern France is being investigated for alleged religious discrimination after a group of Israeli children were refused access. The kids had made a reservation to use zip line facilities, but prosecutors say the manager initially said he was refusing the group access on the grounds of personal beliefs. This is SRN News. Israel says bodies of two hostages returned as military begins Gaza City offensive. Meanwhile, earlier yesterday, Israel declared Gaza's largest city a dangerous combat zone as the army launched the initial stages of a planned offense.
In Gaza City, what we've been hearing from witnesses is that in the past couple of hours, there have been more intense airstrikes. Meanwhile, the Israeli military making this declaration that Gaza City was now a dangerous combat zone and that it was suspending these tactical pauses in fighting that were introduced about a month ago to get more aid in. This all seen as being part of the preparations for a bigger operation to conquer Gaza City.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has argued that crippling Hamas's capabilities in the city is critical to shielding Israel from a repeat of October 7th, 2023, that ignited the war. More details at srnnews.com.